mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
That is the absolutely spectacular Julie Newmark bringing us in with Dime Store Halo. Love that music. She's moving into a little bit of blues. I hear there is a new CD coming out. Check that out at julienewmarkmusic.com. Nuclear Children. Is Fukushima getting here? Is Fukushima affecting you? I mean, we're seeing this on TV event of this nuclear meltdown in Japan, and we know the wind is going to blow to California. The question is it going to be enough? Because I, when I looked at that whole thing, I didn't believe what I was hearing. I did
well,
not
when you
believe
looked at what
when,
whole thing?
When I was watching the whole Fukushima reactor at Japan. When I was watching that on TV, first, that's what I like to say to you. When they're saying, hey, the radiation's not so bad and it's going to be this, or it says, did you believe them, Holly?
Well, you know, it's a great point because seriously, let's do this by the end of the segment. First of all, let's talk about why this is happening. Second of all, let's talk about whether we believe things or not and how we can also help listeners know what to believe and not. And third, what we can do about it if Fukushima is actually making its way over here. Because to your point, and I'll answer your question now, I don't care, bipartisan, you know, the D, the R, the whatever, wherever you are with the media, whatever channel you watch, it is your health and it ain't rocket science, okay? And so if you listen to a newscaster or a certain network or to get what you know internally, quite honestly, it's just not, it is not empowering you. I didn't believe them, to your point and to answer your question. I didn't believe them. I went ahead and took precautions. I encourage my patients to do the same. But people have to start waking up and using their own mind.
Absolutely.
And
the information that I have here is what we know. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, and this comes out of England. We are not getting this out of the United States, which when you're familiar with bad news in America, a lot of times we get it out of London first. It's just a weird thing. And the UK stuff, I get access to a lot of the UK stuff. Researchers working with the Radiation and Public Health Project in New York. So the study was done in New York, but this was published in the UK. Have discovered that the Fukushima nuclear disaster has had far-reaching effects. Children born on the U.S. West Coast are 28% more likely to develop congenital, this is from birth, hypothyroidism. So it is here. We also know that iodine-131, that's why we're getting the thyroid, as we know, listeners, iodine is a major constituent of thyroxine and of the hormones of the thyroid. When there's a radioactive thyroid problem, it will go right to, radioactive iodine problem, it will go right to the thyroid. Iodine-131, the bad isotope of iodine, is being detected from California to Boston. It is
so
nationwide.
Wow. What that means, so you, as you said, so thyroxine, our thyroid hormone, that's a pro-hormone, T4, but so the T stands for tyrosine, that's one building block of the thyroid hormone, and the three or four, and there is one and two, we don't talk about them a lot, but the three or four is how many iodine molecules are attached to the tyrosine. That's the difference. So you're saying this iodine-131, which is the bad isotope of iodine, which we're getting through the environment and probably through typical wind trajectories, et cetera, it's going to compete for the binding of the thyroid and then cause a decrease in thyroid hypothyroidism, but also an increase in thyroid cancers.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming. Let's give you some more what we do know. Fukushima fallout. This came out in the Open Journal of Pediatrics, a peer-reviewed medical journal. This isn't some crazy report here. This is in a standardized peer-reviewed journal. Fukushima fallout appeared to affect all areas of the U.S., and it was especially large in some, mostly in the western part of the nation that was out by the researchers. And then in these articles, they're showing the wind trajectories. And just to back up what you're saying, the Fukushima blew to Alaska, to the western part of Alaska, the northern part of Washington State, Seattle, and in Los Angeles. And that's where we're seeing these problems. Wow, 28. This is better than a quarter of the time Your kid could be born with this. In 36 other U.S. states outside of the exposure zone, the risk of congenital hypothyroidism decreased by 3%. So it's still relatively high. Affected fetuses and children may suffer serious developmental delay. Now, if we go to the Fukushima children, a recent study going on in Japan found 44.2% of almost 95,000 kids have had thyroid ultrasound abnormalities. Almost half the kids, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, almost half the kids in Japan, and we're at about 25% of the kids in California. It's sort of dissipated, but wow.
Right. Oh, all right. So what can we tell the listeners out there to help? And I do believe we can also tell moms that are expecting these lovely little children to, you know, how we can protect, even if it's congenital. So in, you know, before birth, how can we help folks know that this is going on and what we can do to prevent it?
Well, I was mixed when thinking about what to recommend. So I got some ideas.
Yeah.
And maybe you can make me. Go ahead.
I think one of the most important things is to make sure that you are shored up in your daily intake of iodine, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you have enough nutritional iodine on board, then those receptor sites are full and it can and they're not vulnerable to these harmful isotopes of iodine. Now, iodine, we can definitely blog and we can definitely do a great segment. So go to radiomd.com and try to find this one on iodine, because there's a controversy out there about dosage. But if you look at the studies worldwide, we're talking about 1 to 2 milligrams per day. And iodine, we don't sequester like other minerals like iron, etc. So you got to get it in. And deficiencies are rampant, right? So iodized salt, your sea vegetables, salmon, you name it, you've got to get that great iodine in there on a daily basis for protection about this thing. And also in vitro, that can also protect your fetus.
Yeah, and sequester, to listeners who don't know that, it means that we lose iodine all the time and we need it. It has to come in and it leaves our body. We don't hold it. B vitamins, even if we don't have them for a while, we tend to store them well. Iodine, we don't. It's an interesting point. Here's a couple other things. One is that our food sources of iodine, we need to make sure we have good food sources, not bad. For example, if you go for sushi, are they getting the seaweed from Japan? Are they getting the seaweed for maybe Oregon, or are they getting it from the East Coast? That seaweed, the iodine that might be in the seaweed might be a problem. And so a lot of times vegans and people eat a lot of sushi feel very health protected because there's wonderful health benefits, but not if it's Japanese seaweed. You might want to go over to some other, you know, higher iodine vegetables, the kales we always get back to, dark leafy greens, and along with, like you were saying, a sea salt that's been around before Fukushima, or something that might come from the Himalayas or a different part of the area and not from the West Coast. There's great sea salts from France and things, and get it away. You have to be careful, though, about where you get your iodine, because it'll still look like seaweed. It's not going to glow.
I completely agree. You know, it's the devil's in the details when we're talking about sourcing our foods these days. Absolutely.
Some more information. And here's what could be coming. Now, just another thing. If you're a California woman and you're pregnant, plan on your baby having a postnatal, this is after birth, ultrasound of the baby's thyroid. And I would do it within the first month of life. I would really even recommend it in the hospital. This
and
is what they're doing in Japan.
You're going to have to advocate. Yes, you're going to have to advocate this for yourself. Your doctor works for you. If they're not going to do it, you go get another doctor.
Yeah, you push, and you're going to have to push, because they're going to think, oh, it's crazy, and you're going to be like, well, we're listening to two doctors on Radio MD, and they're saying up to 25% of the kids. They're not going to know this. They're not going to know this. You are pregnant, and look, if your baby has a thyroid abnormality at birth, you can protect that baby. You can protect that baby, and they don't have to come out like and develop like the kids in Chernobyl. If you find out the problem early, you can develop it and protect it as you move along with healthy sources of iodine so that child can grow up naturally. Be informed and push that doc if you need to get that baby ultrasound. And in the meantime, protect yourself with good, healthy sources of sea salt, iodines, and things like that. And that'll help you and your child stay well.